It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Awfully abrupt, if you are correct in assuming that this kills the Justin Fields era permanently in Pittsburgh. It seems like an awfully abrupt ending. I'm not totally sure that it does. If Russell Wilson plays two really bad games in a row, what's to say they wouldn't use that famous bye week that they love to use to evaluate things at a very deep, granular level and say, we're going right back to Fields?
Maybe, but they've already shown here that they don't have a lot of confidence.
So are they going to show confidence in Russ, I wonder, then, by opening up the offense considerably?
You'd like to think so.
Well, I don't think they will.
But why else go to him if it's going to still be a conservative offense?
The only time Mike Tomlin's opened up his offense or given whoever is running the offense the agency to be aggressive with the play calls and seemingly done a good job of mentally empowering the quarterback to do that was last year when it was quite literally do or die at 7-7.
All right, so now it's not speculation. Russell Wilson has taken the first team reps away from Justin Fields. How do you feel about it, Pittsburgh? 412-928-9370. We'll get to more of your calls on it. We have not heard Donnie's take on this since he came back from Las Vegas. Donnie Football, your take on what's going on here?
I just really question how much better things would get with Russell Wilson. I can understand the curiosity factor that is there. I mean, I feel like it's kind of something that if you want to go back to the quarterback situation last year where you thought, well, like how would Mason Rudolph look with this offense? And the curiosity was there with people. I think it's kind of the same way here. Russell Wilson hasn't been all that great the last 2 years. 2 years ago, he was very bad. Last year, I thought he was better than what everybody else, or, you know, at least the national voices had said.
Sure.
So I get that there's curiosity with how the guy could look. I just wonder with how things have gone so far, how much better can he really take them? And I'm not saying the guy
is... How much higher can he really take
but Donnie,
them? Can he take us higher,
Russell Wilson? Yes, I don't know.
I do want to hone in on Fields with you because you did mention earlier you were a Fields guy and Fields started to win you over. So are you out on Fields again? Or
no.
Are you still curious about what he can potentially do?
Yeah, no, I'm not out on Justin Fields just because the Steelers are not going to play him and Mike Tomlin benched him because, as you guys mentioned, who the hell is Mike Tomlin to tell us who a good or bad quarterback is? Because, you know, he stepped in with a franchise guy, and he hasn't been able to do anything with anybody else ever since. So you can't just sit here and think, well, if Mike Tomlin says Justin Fields sucks, then he sucks, or if, you know, whichever quarterback it may be. I think Fields absolutely provides more potential. I mean, the guy is 10 years younger. He's 25 years old. He's the only hope out of the two to take you into the future. To me.
412-928-9370. Let's get some calls in on this, but I will ask you, Mulsey, to follow up on what Orlovsky said. He goes, the only way this makes sense is if Tomlin promised Russell Wilson the job and he doesn't want to renege on that. He doesn't want to look like a liar. Do you think that that's true?
It could be, and if it's the reason that he's actually doing this, it's a horrible reason. Be a liar. If you really think that the other guy is better, but you don't want to be seen as having been a turncoat with Russell Wilson, tough. Who among the players you might be trying to get throughout the rest of the league is going to be mad that you lied or that you ended up changing your mind with Russ? Like, nobody likes him outside the NFL, like in the NFL community at large. I think that's half the reason, or at least a contributing factor, that some of these former players turned analysts said go with Justin Fields. Most of these guys just don't like Wilson personally or don't think he's a good leader. But if Dan Orlovsky is saying that and that ends up being the case, that this is solely to do right by a player based on what you told him, this is the NFL. This isn't some like little tiny small potatoes deal. People get lied to in the league and cut loose all the time.
Right. I want to reject that notion for that reason. And also, we're talking about Mike Tomlin here, who has carte blanche and is not even close to getting fired. He'll work here as long as he wants, even though we, I think, rightfully point out his failings and his shortcomings. So it's not like this decision is going to make or break his coaching career here. It's not. You know, I do think we're dealing with a player, not only because of his resume, that makes Tomlin want to kowtow to the guy and pay him probably too much respect. But, you know, one of the things that's out there right now is this whole situation with Brady, where it's a massive conflict of interest that he owns an NFL team or has part of an NFL team while he's broadcasting games. Well, Akersher doesn't own the Steelers, but their name is on the stadium. And Russell Wilson has had a business relationship with them that predated signing here. I'm sorry, that's awkward. You know,
sure it played a factor. I'm accurate.
When you've got billionaires that have a relationship with the player that you sign, I'm not here to say that I think Art Rooney goes and tells Mike Tomlin, play Russell Wilson, but don't you think, I mean, I'll speak for myself here. I make decisions based on what I think my bosses want me to do without them having to tell me what to do. If you have a read on the people that employ you, part of what you do in your job is you make decisions to satisfy what they want.
Yes, I attempt to do that. I usually end up doing the opposite, but I attempt to.
Now,
yes.
Tomlin is in a unique position in that I feel like he is invincible. He's like invincible. He's untouchable when it comes to.
Are you trying to suggest here, though, that like the loudest voice in the entire organization who might want Russell Wilson is actually Thomas Tull?
No, I don't know if that's right. It's when he signed, Dulac literally wrote something that's like, hey, just to let everybody know, Russell Wilson has a relationship with the people who just bought the naming rights on the stadium and probably paid millions of dollars for it.
If that's what's actually contributing to this at all, I would find that to be so minor league, so small time. Play the best player. I mean, they're not doing that up in Cleveland right now because the GM and the owner might feel wedded to the decision to trade all these picks and give them all this guaranteed money, but we mock that. We talk about how ridiculous that is.
Yeah, I think Russ is 928-9370. Let's go to Zach in Washington. Hello, Zach.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
So I have more than enough things to say about it. You know, and Chris, I think you hit it right on the head with, you know, everything that you were saying earlier. But, you know, we have Justin Fields, who's done more than enough to keep the job, but you know, we're going to go ahead and give it back to Russell Wilson. We've lived in quarterback purgatory ever since Ben left, and we did nothing while he was here to kind of go into the future after him. Fields gives us the best chance to go into the future, and I'm not saying he's Ben Roethlisberger or ever will be. Those are few and far between. However, he's the only option that we have to not do this all over again next year and actually have something moving into the future. And I don't know why we're not trying to get there now.
I just think, thanks, Zach. I think that we can read into this and decipher that the coaches have made up their minds on him after six games. And there are things about him as a quarterback that they don't believe will get better. Whether that's utilizing play action, whether that's being more decisive in his reads,
I'm just not sure that would be the first time in NFL history, I think, a coaching staff fully gave up on a player after six games. Completely. Just said, nope, we can't fix this. We'll never get this right. Can you think of another? I mean, my God, they gave Pickett every chance in the world, I thought. Granted, they didn't surround him with good
people. Maybe they would say they've learned their lesson off of that. I don't know.
then if you're making snap decisions about people after six games, why the hell weren't they bringing Mason Rudolph back as the starter after three really good ones?
But don't you think that when they started Russell Wilson at the beginning of the year, how many games do you think they anticipated giving Justin Fields to prove whether or not he could be their starting quarterback or not?
Definitely zero.
Not the full season. I mean, maybe half.
I mean, in a perfect world, I guess if Russ was their starter all along, none. Try to bring him back as a backup next year.
So if you think that there are things fundamentally in Justin Fields that he can't get better at, then you treat him like a backup and you thank him for winning you four out of six games and you put him on the bench right now. I mean, I'm left to believe with this move that that's how they feel about him.
Maybe they're not. Then I guess maybe they're not wrong, because who else really wanted Justin Fields? You wouldn't have had him for a conditional sixth round pick if other teams thought that there was something. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thing in there.
Verizon is the official 5G network of the Steelers, and it's treating deserving vets to lunch with Cam Hayward. Head to a Verizon store by October 20th. So there's a few days left there to nominate a vet. No purchase necessary. 18 plus to enter. Visit Lunch with Cam Hayward from Verizon.com for details. Mike Florio, 15 minutes out on what's going on at quarterback with the Steelers, so stay tuned for him. Here is one of our favorites, Tony in Greensburg. Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys, I'm about to go off here. I've always been a Tomlin supporter, but he's pulled the final straw with me today. This makes zero sense. This is a fireable offense if this doesn't end up good. Salah got fired for drafting Zach Wilson and not being good with Rodgers. Sean Payton might be on the way out if Bo Nix stinks. This is ridiculous. I mean, Russell Wilson is on a one-year contract, and he's 36 years old. And he doesn't have the legs Russell Wilson or Justin Fields have. You're going to lose 50 yards a game on the ground. You're going to lose a threat as a running talent down by the goal line in the red zone. I mean, this is a terrible, terrible decision. By benching him, all you're going to do is piss off Justin Fields, and he might leave after this year. And if he goes somewhere else and ends up being better than he was in Pittsburgh and becomes a Pro Bowler and this and that, I'm really going to be shut off.
Thank you, Tony.
Mark Cabali, as a counterpoint, yes, said somebody looked really sharp today at Steelers practice. It's unfortunate that I'm not allowed to name names. I think we can infer who Mark's talking
Mark
about.
Mark also, I think, for as much as I loved Kenny Pickett, Mark is, I think, starting to cross over to that obsessive standpoint with Wilson.
I would disagree. You said Kenny was the next Joe Montana to Jerry Rice connection with George Pickens.
Yeah.
You said he was going to end up.
Yeah, I did not say as far as me, but I'm saying he's getting there. He's getting closer.
Mark is just trolling people.
So you don't actually think Cabali feels that way?
I think he thinks Russ is the clearly better player, and that ball knowers know this. But I think he gleefully.
Oh, he must think Mina Kimes, Dan Orlovsky, and Ben Roethlisberger are idiots. Then
he's farming for engagement. Well, here's what'll happen: since all three of them think that Fields should be the quarterback, Mina will get crushed for it. But Ben saying it means it's a valid opinion. And then Orlovsky's like the middle bull.
No, Cabali has actually done a very good job here. If Russell Wilson's good, he's going to say, I was right about Russell Wilson all along. If he's not, he's going to go back to one of his old favorites. They should have just kept Mason Rudolph the entire time. And that'll keep him in the good graces of some Steelers fans.
The key to good trolling is always have an out that doesn't even have any relevance anymore to the situation.
Here's another Tony. This one's in Wexford. Hello, Tony.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Do you agree with our last Tony that this is a fireable offense by Tomlin?
Not at all. I believe that the Steelers over the decades have held the plan. They've stayed the course. The plan was for Russell Wilson to be the starting quarterback and for Fields to learn under him, to be tutored. That plan is still perfectly in effect. Although Russell got hurt and did not play the six games, we are not jettisoning Justin Fields. We are letting him learn from a Pro Bowl, Super Bowl, and playoff experienced quarterback, because we're going to go for a Super Bowl this year while preparing for the future. The only way to do that is you go in the playoffs with someone with playoff experience. Now, if Russell shows that he cannot do the job in the next two games, we need to also know this before we get into the gauntlet. So with that being said, this is the perfect time to do exactly what Tomlin has discussed with both gentlemen, both when they came in, both in training camp, and both through the first six games. Russell is the starter. When he's ready, he will play. Now, Justin has shown himself very well. Everything you guys are saying is right, but it's right for the future. If we make the playoffs, I want playoff experience, and I want Super Bowl experience.
Who gives a damn about that? Brady was Drew Bledsoe's backup and won a Super Bowl. Because when Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl, how much experience did he have? How much did Mahomes have?
But he had. Are you telling me that not having experience is better than having playoff and Super Bowl experience?
What has it gotten Russell Wilson since he threw that interception to Malcolm Butler? Has it gotten him anything?
No, he's had one bad year since then. One bad year.
How many playoff wins does he have?
How many Ben had since then?
Fair point. Ben, I wouldn't argue that.
Ben, we're not litigating Ben right now because I'm not advocating for Ben to be their starting quarterback. He's doing a podcast with a guy in his basement.
We're talking about using history to help predict the future.
Okay.
And the future says,
so by that logic,
did he not have a problem in Chicago the way they brought him up?
Yes. Did Russell Wilson not have a problem in Denver?
Are they not changing the way they're bringing him up and allowing him to be tutored by someone with more experience?
We must have a different definition of what tutored is, because I say there's Russell Wilson's tutoring. No way.
Why would you trust Tomlin in this franchise to bring up a young quarterback correctly?
Yeah, and you say he's always, we stick to the plan. The plan was for Kenny Pickett to be their next quarterback, and they traded him after 2 years.
He has never had a quarterback coach, and that could be by his fault, and we can argue that later, but he's never had a quarterback coach or a franchise quarterback that would help.
Tony, you can't even name their quarterback's coach right now.
Right now, it's Russell Wilson.
Do I want to give him the name, or should I see how many other?
I'll tell you what a bargain they're getting on Russ for $1 million. He's going to be their starting quarterback and their quarterback's coach.
He actually mops the floors at the team facility at night too.
He's actually the team chaplain too. I don't know if you knew that.
He's the team hype man. They don't have to have a DJ get them.
Yeah, he actually took over their social media account, and he's just going to tweet hashtag. Win the seventh over and over again.
Yeah, win the seventh. Let's ride, Steeler Nation. Pictures of Permanis, things of that nature.
You know, that's just so funny. I mean, maybe Tony is a guy that is actually like gung ho on Mike Tomlin, and if that's his opinion, that's fine. But all we do is get hit over the head with people that say they don't trust this guy. He hasn't won enough, and then someone calls it and said, "Let's trust the process here with the coach."
What process are we trusting with the Steelers and quarterbacks? A bad one.
3:30 on Wednesday means it's time to talk to Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, and he is sponsored by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, Russell Wilson getting the first team reps in practice today. That's been confirmed. That means NFL Network's report was probably right that Mike Tomlin is making a quarterback change on Sunday. Your thoughts on this decision?
I'm surprised it took this long. I thought it was going to happen last week. As I said last week, it made sense, in my view, to let him play the game against the Raiders. Easier opponent. Better chance of just, settling in. It's not a home game, although it probably ended up feeling like a home game for the Steelers with all the Steelers fans that were there. He was healthy last week. I thought it would be last week. He got back-to-back primetime games, Jets, Giants. So, yeah, it's time. And I think it makes sense, and it's in keeping with the way Mike Tomlin and the Steelers do things. Not starting him on Sunday was the thing that doesn't keep with the way that Tomlin and the Steelers do business.
Mike, I know before the season started, you were a big backer of Justin Fields. I got onto the Fields train eventually. You say, though, that this makes sense to go to Russell Wilson. What did you see or not see from Fields that has you, I guess, more on board with this decision than anything?
Well, I haven't seen the ceiling yet. I haven't seen the kind of performance that makes you say you absolutely have to stick with this guy. They've won games, but there hasn't been that sizzle that I thought maybe we'd have. And this is an easy way to flip back to Wilson or to get back to Wilson in the first place, because he never really had a chance to play because of the injury, and just see what he can do. And does he have a higher ceiling? And it really isn't a benching, because he was always QB1. He's just healthy now. In fact, the reality that they're going with him this week, after a fairly convincing win in which Fields wasn't bad, I mean, again, the ceiling hasn't been what I think would get them to say, yes, he has to be our guy. But the fact that they're doing it this week really does mesh with this idea: when he's healthy, when he's 100%, he's the starting quarterback. And it shouldn't affect Justin Fields' confidence, and maybe they'll even have a Fields package. There was talk of that before the season started. There's no reason not to do it now. If anything, there's more reason to do it now, because he's had the reps and they know what he can do, and they can flip him in from time to time and just shake things up and keep defenses on their heels.
All right, so six games, not enough to change Mike Tomlin's mind. He's going back to Russell Wilson and not liking enough of what he saw from Fields to stick with him, Mike. What does that say about the Steelers' quarterback situation, big picture?
I think it's still TBD on what happens next year. I continue to believe that Justin Fields is the more desirable starter for 2025 and beyond, simply because he's so much younger than Russell Wilson. But who knows? This is a team that blew up the entire depth chart last year, got rid of everybody. The three guys this year combined are making less than what Mason Rudolph makes per year under his contract with the Tennessee Titans. So there's not some huge cap charge. There's not anything that ties their hands. And they're all one-year deals. I assume Kyle Allen's was a one-year deal. You just say, see you later, and you start from scratch if you want to. So they've got incredible flexibility here to decide what they want to do next year. And, you know, as I said before, with the Justin Fields, Russell Wilson thing, typically these answers reveal themselves in time. And I think by the time we get to the end of the season, we'll know, and the Steelers will know, what's in their best interest.
Devontae Adams of the Jets, Amari Cooper to the Bills. Who are you hearing are other wide receivers likely to get moved, and do you think the Steelers will be in on any of these other guys that are still left out there in that market?
I don't know if there's any receivers that come to mind, although I do think that the Browns should be looking to trade anyone they can. They're essentially acknowledging that it's over by making this trade of Amari Cooper just a couple of days after week six. So maybe Jerry Jeudy, although they gave him a contract at some point. I don't know. You have to look at the cap consequences of moving guys. But there could be others that come up. But the two big ones were Devontae Adams and Amari Cooper. But, you know, now that teams are getting closer and closer to realizing it's not their year, there's going to be more guys potentially available. There's been some steam that Travis Etienne, the Jaguars running back, could be available. Not that that's a guy the Steelers would want. But there's going to be more names that bubble up as we get closer and closer to the Tuesday after week nine. And remember, they moved it back 1 week this year, so it gives teams that extra chance, that extra game, to come to the conclusion that they should just go ahead and sell assets.
Were the Steelers close to getting Devontae Adams?
I don't think they were. I think, you know, in large part because there was never any strong, clear link. It was just they were interested. I think the Athletic had that report. It was the Steelers, the Saints, the Jets, and the Bills monitoring the situation. I think the Steelers have the discipline to say, hey, if we can steal this guy, we'll do it, but we're not going to act with desperation. The Ravens, if they could have stolen Devontae Adams, would have done it, but they're not going to mortgage the future in order to get that little bump for the present, because under his current contract, he's going to get cut after this year, unless he redoes the deal and the new team will have exclusive negotiating rights, but $35.6 million salary in 2025. If he digs in his feet, he's getting cut. So you're going to have a third-round pick, maybe a second-round pick, although I think that's unlikely, but a third-round pick for a guy that you're renting for 11 regular season games, that's too much for most teams to give up. And I think at the end of the day, the reason the Jets did it, and they may make other moves along these lines, Woody Johnson, the owner of the team, wants to prove that he got it right by firing Robert Saleh. So let's go all in. So it'll look like at the end of the day, Woody did the smart thing.
Mike, what is the fallout? What's the downstream effects now that Tom Brady is officially a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders? How is this going to shake out in terms of how it affects his broadcasting career, everything else?
Well, he's got restrictions that the league already put in place going into the season because the deal was done. It just had to be approved by the owners. He's not allowed to go to practice. He's not allowed to go to facilities. He's not allowed to attend production meetings. He can't criticize officials during the games. He's not allowed to tamper. Not that he would go on the air and say, boy, I'd really like to see that guy on the Raiders. I just don't like the idea that he feels compelled to do both things. Pick one or the other. One or the other should be good enough. Someone else could do the broadcasting job. It's not like he's going to be the next John Madden, if you've listened to him. It's not like he's going to be the next Greg Olson. He's not a guy that just pops off the page. And maybe he'll get a lot better. I don't know. But maybe when he gets to the offseason, he'll realize it just doesn't make sense to try to do both. There's a clear conflict.
Is he banned from doing Raiders games? Is he allowed to do Vegas games, Mike?
Well, hey, Fox doesn't have that package, but I made this point yesterday. What if the Raiders get to the Super Bowl a year Fox has it? What are you going to do? He's clearly biased. He's got a duty to the Raiders. He's a part owner of the Raiders. There was a report yesterday he's going to be involved in running the team. It doesn't make sense. Fans are always sensitive to whether or not the announcers are biased, and the announcers always deny it. Here's a guy who cannot deny it because he's inherently biased. And if you're a true fan, true Steelers fans out there know how this goes. A true fan loves the Steelers and hates the other teams. They're all the enemy. And Tom Brady is going to try to juggle these two balls that I just think are incompatible. And it would have been nice if they would have kept him from doing it. I think the restrictions they put on him were done with the hope that he'd realize it on his own. But when it came down to it, they didn't have the guts to vote no. I wish they would have voted no. I think it's bad for the Raiders. It's bad for the league. It's bad for Fox. It's bad for the audience. It's bad for the game.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. You'll have the Steelers game Sunday night, Steelers and Jets at Acrisure Stadium. Let's hope there's not a two-hour lightning delay again. Thank you, Mike.
See you guys. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.